So after the Christmas vacation, we got back to school and started with our regular work. And now we were trying. I was doing the booking and the bookkeeping at this time, by this time. And we were dealing with a party who was going to get us a cruise on one, I don't know the name of the ship anymore, but this was going to, we're now looking for something to do for the summer. That would have been the end of our junior year. And we tried various things, and finally we didn't get the cruise job, and we thought we had another one down. I think it was a place called White Lake, North Carolina. We were all set to go, and something happened, I don't know what, but we didn't get the job either. So we all went our various ways. Les, I think, joined the Jimmy Pointer band. Now, Jimmy Pointer was a trombone player over at North Carolina State and had a very good band. In fact, we were in competition with a lot of this, a lot of the things around around the area. And Les joined his band for the summer and played in the Carolina area. And I went back to Reading, which turned out to be a fine summer for me, too. I was home for a few days and decided that I'd go down to Ocean City, New Jersey, to visit with my friend Bill Martin. His mother and dad had a home down there. And I went down with Bill, and we spent about a week. And I was looking for a job. I wanted the freshman band that I was in back at school. And he asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I said, unfortunately, I've got to go back home. I don't have a job, and I have no more money to stay here. He said, well, I've got something for you. Oh, I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I've got a job. It's called the Don Pike Orchestra. Now, Don Pike was a trumpet player from Philadelphia who had a band. Only he only came down to the shore weekends, and Bobby Luff was in charge during the rest of the week. I can't remember the number. We had about three saxes and two trumpets, trombone, and three rhythm. It was a nice-sized band. And we were to work at Ryan's Restaurant. There were two bands down there, two college bands. One band at the other end of the town. I don't remember the name of that band, but we were to play in Ryan's Restaurant from 7 until 11, six nights a week. Now, along with our pay, which was cash, $7 a week, we got a place to stay. We all stayed in one cottage. The 11 of us, there were 11 of us, stayed in one cottage, and we got our lunch, our dinner, and an after-the-job sandwich and milkshake. Well, you could hardly beat that. That was about as much as you're going to ask for. Chance to play, and the chance to play in a pretty good band. Of course, we had a fine time. We certainly got to know all the sorority girls that came to town. And I'll go into some of the funny things that happened, but the summer did turn out to be just absolutely sensational. The fun part was we would sit up in the bandstand, and all our friends would come in the restaurant, of course, and we would get to know everybody in town. The sororities from Philadelphia would come down there, and the house mothers would call us and they'd say, we've got a new group of girls in town, I hope you come over to meet some of them, of course. we were college boys and we were nice guys. The mothers always knew that the girls were in good hands, and they really were. So the summer went on. Oh, and another thing we did, which was fun, after all, don't forget, we only got $7 a week, so we couldn't do much. When we did our dating, it was very cheap dating. But at that time, there were the, the dances where they danced all night, and danced forever, for that matter. Excuse me. And marathon dances, I guess they were called, over at Cape May, which was the next little town from Ocean City. So at 12 o'clock, you could get in for nothing and sit there and watch them walk around the floor. And they did, they used to do a little acts as they participated in this thing, and they would go on, and this marathon would last for days. So we would take our dates over there at midnight and sit there for a couple hours and watch them do their thing. And then, we just had all kinds of fun. We got to have such a big crowd during the day down at the beach, and the same gang would be there every day. We got to know a family down there, the Webbs. They were from Philadelphia, very wealthy people. They loved having the band over to the house. So they had party after party. In fact, Mrs. Webb was a former girlfriend of Mayor Walker of New York. She was a beautiful lady. And her husband was a, I don't know what he did in Philadelphia, but they had this big home, and they used to have the parties, and then we would jam. Take our instruments over there and play until all hours after we finished playing at the restaurant. And of course, we didn't work in the restaurant on Sundays, so we'd have the Sunday afternoons to jam over there, and we'd have big parties on the beach and play, and just have a wonderful time. This job continued until, well, I guess the end of the first week in September. So now it was time to get ready to go back down to school. And we had a lot to think about, because we lost some of our band members that were there in our junior year. And we had to get, I remember several new saxes and a couple of trumpets, piano, bass. We needed a lot of people. So I was going down a little early to meet with Les so we could get together and see who was available. And well, we had talked with various people down through the area, musicians that we had been told about. And we got back down to school, and we started to have rehearsals to get the band reorganized and get started for our senior year.